Rugged Ahead Games. I want to thank Jim Beatty for our baseball update, a little bit on basketball. Jared Bell from USA Today. J.C. Pearson still with us from Fox Sports. And, of course, the legendary Luke Jensen. Tomorrow we're going to have Ryan Mallett, number one recruit in the country from the University of Michigan. He's a finalist for the U.S. Army Player of the Year Award. And we're going to talk just a little bit about what it's like for the high schooler that has to make that big decision on going to college and the kind of growing professionalization, if you will, of high school. We're going to have Pete Roby talking about the Nick Saban Liars, poker, and U Sports. But, guys, let's start with this quote and see what you think.
You know, now with Kevin Gilbride being elevated to the coordinator position, I think we'll see sort of the game plan that we saw last week on Saturday night against the Redskins defense. You're going to see a lot of Tiki Barber. You're going to see some Brandon Jacobs. I think you've got to be able to test the underbelly of the Philadelphia Eagles defense, who had struggled in the middle of the season defending the run. They did play better as of late in December, but I think going in, that's the thing that you've got to test the most, and that's the way you have to protect your quarterback, Eli Manning.
Okay, J.C. Pearson, Eli Manning, what's your pick for the game?
I'm going with the Philadelphia Eagles. I think the Eagles are hot right now. They're on a roll, and I don't think the Giants can beat them.
Luke Jensen.
That's brutal, J.C. That's an easy pick. Hey, my dad was a Giant. If I don't go Big Blue, I'm in trouble. Giants in three.
All right, how many yards is Tiki going to have then? 300?
300? No, I predict Tiki will have no more than Tiki may have at most 110 yards.
What does he need to have, though, J.C., to allow the Giants to win?
Well, he's got to have a couple touchdowns. You know, I don't think yards are really going to be that big of a deal. If he can get into the end zone, I don't care from what distance they are, they've got to be able to get some points on the board, because I think Philadelphia's going to be able to score quite a bit.
All right, guys. Well, thanks, J.C. We'll see you next week. Luke, you're the best. Aloha, baby.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Tomorrow, Ryan Mallett, number one recruit from the University of Michigan, an incredible phenomenon. We're going to talk to him. He's one of the finalists for the U.S. Army High School Player of the Year. Peter Roby on Nick Saban's Liars, Poker, and more. Go to Head Games Radio for all the highlights. Thanks for listening. Be safe.